Paranormal perception is about to be conjured into existence by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC. Paranormal perception isn't just about our experiences or evidence of the other side. You'll also hear discussions about UAPs, crypto creatures and cryptocurrencies, glitches in the Matrix, prophecies, and how they're coming true in front of our very eyes. And everything else, well, paranormal. You may agree with some of the things Henry says. You'll disagree with him as well. All we ask is the same thing you ask investigators to give to ghosts. Respect. Agree or disagree, you're about to get a new perception of the paranormal. A paranormal perception. This is your guide through the new normal for the new decade. Welcome to Paranormal Perception. This is the show where you'll hear about brushes with restless spirits,
battles with dark entities,
sightings of the unexplained,
glitches in the Matrix, creatures from different cultures, warnings about our transhumanist future. Do we have answers?
You have many questions.
Yes. And so do you.
Ergo, some of my answers you will understand and some of them you will not.
You know it. You feel it. Your feelings are correct. Now, let's get a new paranormal perception with Henry San Miguel. Welcome to Paranormal Perception. So this is going to be a sort of normal episode. I know last week we did the exorcism episode. The boys were back. Everybody was glad to hear them. And we talked about exorcism, something that a lot of you have been asking us to talk about. And there you go. Hashtag you're welcome. We finally covered it last week with a Catholic priest and also from the Navajo point of view. So this episode, like I said, is going to be more normal. Well, normal for a paranormal episode. And I'm going to introduce you to a new team of investigators. We'll do that in just a second. But one quick reminder, it is Friday as we're recording this, as you're listening to this, hopefully. Today is the last day. You have until midnight tonight to get the 2-for-1 tickets for OC Paracon, because at midnight, like that clock you heard at the beginning, when the clock strikes midnight, that's it. No more 2-for-1. The tickets will be on sale. They just won't be 2-for-1. So if you're thinking about it and you have a friend you want to bring with you, take advantage of it. You have a few more hours to go before midnight. 2-for-1. You buy one ticket for you and you get to bring your friend in for free. So ocparacon.com for all of that. So like I said, this episode, I'm going to introduce you to, and I haven't done that in a while, so why not, a new team of investigators. This one is a team that's got some integrity. What do I mean? Well, hang on and you'll see what I mean.
What's better than a Paracon in October? A Paracon in October in an abandoned and haunted ghost town. Join J. Marie Yates in Vulture City, Arizona for Vulture City Paracon 3. The Yates and a few of their spooky friends will be in attendance starting Friday, October 7th to Sunday, October 9th. There will be a celebrity meet and greet, 21 and over only, speaker presentations, vendors, a live gallery reading, live recordings by Paranormal Podcasts, a Patty Negri seance, daytime ghosts and legends tour, and a celebrity nighttime ghost hunt. Hear from and meet paranormal experts from all fields of studies. All info and tickets at VultureCityParacon.com.
In our world, up is down, wrong is right. To die is to live. Thinking is discouraged, but following, that's praised.
Some things that were old are once again new.
This show is here just when it's needed the most. This is Paranormal Perception. No, that wasn't the clock you were looking out for. It's another clock you're looking out for. But again, another reminder, midnight tonight, 2-for-1 tickets. That's it. Bye-bye. They're gone. So let me introduce you to the team that I told you about. Like I said, it's a team with integrity. And I say that because it's in their name. It's Integrity Paranormal Research. It's made up of Crystal, Laura, Sanaa, and Elaine. Ladies, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on. So, Crystal, let me start with you. You're the founder, the lead investigator. So, on your Instagram, and by the way, for all of you listening, I have everything linked up on the show description. You guys can click on the name and go there. But on the descriptions, you describe yourself as the skeptical believer. So, First of all, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I mean, I am a believer in the paranormal. I've had so many experiences, and I've seen ghosts. I've heard them. I felt them. But when it comes down to investigating and reviewing evidence, that's where I'm a little bit skeptical, because I feel like there's always something that we can debunk. And when we can't debunk it, maybe it's paranormal. And that's when I'm like, okay, maybe this is a ghost.
So what made you want to start? Because it's a great explanation, makes perfect sense. But you wouldn't think, you know, somebody who's kind of skeptic and wants to debunk, why would they want to start an investigative thing? So why did you want to start a team?
Well, I grew up in a very active house, and we used to have investigators come to our house a lot. One, we wanted to make sure we weren't crazy. Once we were getting those answers from them, they're like, yeah, you guys got some weird stuff here. As I got older, I was like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to go on investigations. I want to go to people's houses and show them that they're not crazy. So that was the main reason why I started it.
And I can guess this one, and probably a lot of listeners can too, but why an all-female group?
Well, it just kind of happened that way. It wasn't even like planned. It just happened that way. I called Elaine, my oldest friend, and I was like, hey, I'm starting a group, you're in it. And she was like, okay.
Oldest.
And then Laura came, and then Sanaa came, and we're like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say the obvious. I mean, not just on the TV paranormal shows, but just the paranormal community in general. Very male dominated, as everybody knows. I mean, again, I come from broadcasting, from the radio, so I like broadcasting. It's for a long time, it was very male dominated. So, honestly, when I learned about your team, to me, it was a breath of fresh air, because like, oh, phew, finally, I've been looking for one for quite a while, an all female team, and there you are. So that's why I had to have you guys on and talk
there
about
we
it.
Are.
So there's a little bit. Let me bring in everybody else, Laura, Sanaa, and Elaine. Whoever wants to jump in. Well, Elaine, you were kind of forced to. You were just told you're in there. But why did you guys want to join a paranormal investigative team?
Well, I've always believed in the paranormal. Chris and I grew up together. We've been friends since we were 12, and like we've seen and felt and heard so many things that we would be amateur ghost hunters at like 13 years old in our houses trying to like find the ghost. And when Crystal decided to put a team together and have real equipment for us to actually document our evidence, I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. Count me in automatically.
Well, wait,
that's why I wanted to join.
Well, I've got to ask, I'm sure the listeners are asking, did you ever find the ghost?
We would like to think we did. Right? I mean,
no video evidence yet. We've caught EVPs for sure.
Weird things have surely happened.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and Laura, how did you get involved with the team?
Crystal put an ad out and I answered, and you know, I was thinking about your question about why you get involved in ghost hunting or, you know, exploring the paranormal. And for anybody who has a curious mind, you know, you can sit there and you can have experiences and you live with experiences, but some people want to take it a step further. You want to know why you're having these experiences. You want to know where they're coming from. It's the exploration, and it's the, you know, the discovery of evidence and seeing things and experiencing things with a group of people, not just yourself. So there is that element of, am I crazy? Am I hallucinating? Am I hearing things? You know, you want to be in a group of people who can validate these experiences that you're having. I mean, that for me was important, because you can do these things on your own, fine. But to have a group of people around you who are interested in the same thing and who can support you and validate what you're experiencing is part of the reason, and a very large part of the reason why I'm in this group.
Yeah, I love that answer. And Sana, how about for you? How did you get involved?
So I am an entertainment journalist. And so I actually was looking to have a paranormal investigative team on my podcast. This is about 4 years ago. And so I came across their Facebook page, and I contacted them, and then Laura replied, and I had them on the show, and then we just kind of went from there. And I've always been fascinated with the paranormal world ever since I was a little kid. I've always, you know, I was into horror movies, and I've always wanted to be part of a group, you know, a group of like, be around a group of like-minded people who I can actually explore. And like Laura said, just kind of be around people who like to do the things that you want to do, and just kind of explore and investigate, and, you know, just kind of be in that environment and just kind of see what you find from there. So
technically you can say you're the baby, you're the newest member.
I am the newest member. Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think she's the baby of the group in age too.
We're not going to disclose our age.
I thought it was me. I thought I was the youngest. Come on now.
I thought it was me.
We're all young at heart. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing, the other obvious question a lot of people are probably thinking is: are any of you psychically gifted, or what does each of you bring to the team?
Who wants to go first?
You go do. First.
I'll go first. Sure. This is Laura. I recently, so I've taken a few, I guess you would call them seminars, on mediumship. And I've recently, probably in the last 3 or 4 years, have been having more psychic experiences, more medium-like experiences, where I'll just be sitting with a friend and all of a sudden these feelings will come over me, or my hands will start to itch. There's always like these weird signals and signs that, you know, that take you somewhere else. And so that has been happening to me more. I really am interested in connecting with the other side. I would love to get some actual answers. And that's part of the process of doing this, is finding out what's happening on the other side. I'm very interested in near-death experiences and psychic experiences. So I like to think what I bring to the team is a sense of connection, and of trying to connect with the other side on a different level.
Okay. Before anybody jumps in, hold on, Laura, were you, clear this up for me. Were you experiencing these feelings that you're talking about before you started taking the classes, or no?
Yes, before. Yes. Okay. And it intrigued me. And so I was like, what is this? You know, I want to find out more about what this is, because as you've seen probably on TV, when you have some of these experiences, it can be jarring. It can be kind of scary. You don't really know what's happening, you know? So people who are out there who can help you maybe kind of figure this out and help you along this journey, that's what I was seeking. That's what I was looking for. So that's when I started taking some of these seminars and classes, and it does help. It does help a lot.
Okay. Okay. Right, so whoever wants to jump in next, go ahead and jump in.
I guess I'll go. So I'm Elaine, and
what I bring to the table, I guess I want to use my spidey senses, my intuition, and blend that together with our investigations. And I can, more than normally, I can feel things and hear things, but seeing them is few and far between. But I can always feel them around me. I can sense different energies and stuff like that. So I want to be able to blend that intuition with actual hands-on evidence to see if we can prove the existence of what Laura is looking for on the other side. And I'm also interested in the history. I really love history, and I like to do like research on some of these places and seeing if it all like makes sense and correlates with one another. I think it's, you know, some of these investigations, these places we go to, we may not get any video evidence, but, you know, we could tell whether or not there are certain things happening with our senses. So,
yeah,
I just like to blend the senses and whatever intuition that we have with whatever's happening there.
Yeah,
I
mean,
can I jump in
find some answers? Yeah,
yeah.
I just want to say that, like, you know, we're in this world that we live in. It's very external, right? We look to TV, we look to radio, we look to you know, technology to fill in the blanks for us. And I feel that doing this work is helping to get in touch when you're talking about intuition and things like that, Elaine. You know, it's like,
yeah.
We so tune out our internal voices and our actual human, our humanities. You know what I mean? It's like, so this helps with like getting in touch with being a part of this earth, of being on this plane of existing. So it's really deep. It's very deep work. And I think that people might be maybe surprised to hear that too. You know, it's not just about going out and finding a ghost. You know what I mean?
Right. I think it forces you to be present as well, because it forces you to focus on the moment, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're feeling. You're in tune with those feelings, your senses. And so I think it forces you to be present in your body. It forces you to focus on the present moment when you're doing an investigation.
Yeah. Well, Elaine, a couple of things before Crystal and Sanaa jump in. One, I like all of you the more I'm hearing you, but I think you just became my favorite because Spider-Man's always been my favorite comic book character. You have spider sense.
Spidey senses?
Yeah. And the other thing, the second point, is one that they're not here today, but my guys, Unearthing the Supernatural, they're my paranormal consultants from the, like I said, from the Navajo tribe. They have a saying with everything that they do, think beyond written history. So it's kind of like what you were saying. When you go to a location, even historic locations, you know, asylums or, you know, things like that, there was something there long before the asylum was even built. So that's how far back they took it. So yeah, hearing you say that you want to hear, you want to learn about the history, I love that. But I would say, go, like what they say, think beyond written history. Because there's more of that also. So Crystal, Sanaa, whoever wants to jump in, go ahead, jump in.
So I would say, what do I bring to the table? I'm like a ball of emotions. I would say I'm an empath. I literally can feel energy like as soon as I walk into a room, of every living thing around me. And I feel that I bring, like, much like Elaine, I do bring like a sense of intuition. And I also feel, like I said, I feel a lot of emotions at once sometimes, and I can get really overwhelmed. But yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I do what we do here with investigations, is because I like to pick up on different emotions and different feelings and different things and try to like analyze and, you know, see what we can discover from that. I think that helps out a lot. Because a lot of things, you know, what we do, a lot of it is unsaid. You know, it's like the unseen. You can't always use all your your basic senses, you know, to kind of like, to you know, try to find out, to investigate. Like, you can't always use your eyes and like the sense of touch or sound. Sometimes it's just emotions. You go with the feeling. Like, Elaine will just sit there with us. Like, we did an investigation at Laura's bar a couple of days ago, and she'll just say, oh, I feel something in this corner. That's something that you would know if you felt it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's like, it's a feeling. It's not always something you can see. So a lot of that, you know, that kind of, all that kind of entails in what we do. And so I would bring that. I would say I would bring emotion to the group and a lot of my empathetic abilities.
Wait, so you're saying you have spidey sense too?
I'm saying everyone has spidey senses. You just have to be in tune to it. Yeah, so I do. I'm very sensitive. And like, yeah, I guess. I guess you could say
I think we all have that sixth sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are just not, they're not in tune to it. And, you know, that's why I meditate and I try to be present as much as possible. And that kind of helps me center a little bit because there's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah. So. No, you're right. I mean, I always say life gets in the way. That's what closes everybody's third eye, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And finally, all have that. Yeah, yeah. Last but definitely not least, the founder, the one that started all this, Crystal. How about you?
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I don't think I'm as gifted as the other girls, but I can definitely get feelings from places. Like sometimes I can walk into a room and it just feels heavy in there, you know, like you just feel like there's something there. Yep. And I get that feeling a lot at home. I get that feeling a lot at my mom's house. And we got that feeling the other night when we were investigating at the bar. There was just like this one area. I was like, I don't know, it just feels weird over here. So I went and I sat there for, you know, for a few minutes and I was like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to see if, you know, we get EVPs. But it was definitely like one spot where we all felt that like there was just something there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know who came up with the name. I'm assuming it was you, Crystal, but why did you go with the name Integrity Paranormal Research?
Well, I mean, I truly believe that if you're doing this type of work, you have to do it with integrity. I mean, you're not going to walk into a haunted place and start provoking and start, you know, like, well, come on and touch me. You know, we're not about that. we are, we're very respectful.
Come on, I dare you. You know,
we do right. Say silly things when we're calling out to the ghost. We will say like silly things. We're like, come on. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about this? Like, come on. Do you like alcohol? Like, we'll ask a silly question.
Nothing
offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll walk in there and we'll talk to the spirits as if we're talking to a friend. Person.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll introduce ourselves and we'll invite them to come talk to us. And there's no disrespect there when we do it. So that's why I came up with that name, Integrity, because you have to have integrity when you do this.
See, I knew I liked all of you for a reason, and that's exactly why. I mean, I've said it many times here on Paranormal and Perception, and I've even had some of them on the show. The paranormal TV show that you see, those are not investigators. They're actors. They're entertainers. I don't care what they try to tell you. They're not investigators. They don't investigate for a living. They act for a living.
Right.
So, yeah, you see a lot of that on TV, a lot of the, you know, push me, something touch me, dude, what is this? You see all that stuff. Yeah, that's not how you do it. Real investigators, they know, number one, an investigation should be boring because sometimes it takes a while for something to actually happen.
Yeah.
Second.
That's the unseen part, right? That's the unseen part where you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And in silence and waiting for something to happen.
Well, but the second part is what Sanaa was saying a second ago is you feel it. You can't show that on television. You can't show people's feelings on television. So, Valar, you're absolutely right. I love how you approach, and that's called respect, a respect for the spirits, because that's one thing I do not see on television shows or on YouTube channels or anything. They don't have any respect. They just go in there and, you know, very, like it's your house or something. Like, hey, come in. What's your name? Who are you? What all that? Like, you know, go in there. They were people too. Yeah, if that's the way you are in real life, I don't know if I want to invite you to our house, put it that way.
Right?
Yeah, so the way you treat living people, you should treat unliving people the same way also.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so again, that's I knew I liked you guys for a reason. And yes, the name absolutely fits now that I heard that. So why did you decide to investigate private residents instead of going to public parks or known haunted locations?
I think they're just easier. I mean, we're sort of new. I mean, we've only been together for about 4 years. Two of those years, COVID, so we didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. It's easier to get in touch with people who want us to come to their houses. I mean, we're open to anything. But it's just easier to do an investigation at a residential home or even a business. I would love to investigate the bigger places, the asylums, the abandoned places. For sure. I don't think there's anything we wouldn't do unless it was like an exorcism.
Yeah.
Because we don't have experience in that.
Yeah. You can add mind reading to your abilities, because I was just about to ask you that. Are there any cases you won't take?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing. I mean, we don't have the experience. We're not, priests or anything like that. So we'll leave it to the pros.
Yeah. My old consultant, Dark Carnahan, used to say, it's above my pay grade, so he wouldn't take those on either.
Yeah, exactly.
The other thing that we're super interested in, too, is ghost towns, like taking those day trips.
Yes.
And investigating ghost towns and hotels and things like that. So we're open to that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything, yeah.
How do you find the clients, or do they find you, or how does that work?
It's mostly people, friends. They're like, hey, I know somebody, and they'll get in contact with us. A lot of times we investigate in my mom's house because it's so active. So it's like, hey, you guys want to do an investigation this weekend? All right, come on over to my mom's. My mom's like, okay. But it's just like, word of mouth with the people that we know.
We're hoping Instagram brings in more people. That's actually main reason we started it. We're trying to be more active on it with our lives, and we're hoping we get noticed and people DM us their stories and come on our lives to talk about it, and hopefully we can investigate their houses. So
I'll be honest with you, not a brag, but now that you're on this show, the people that come on, they do get a lot of hits going their way, a lot of clients going their way. Mm-hmm. So expect some people calling you soon.
We love that.
Now, come on, guys.
Yeah, but like most of us, you mentioned it a second ago, like most of us, COVID stopped us from doing anything, really. So, right, and the few investigations that you guys have under your belt, what did you learn, not about investigating, but about each other and investigating together in those few that you did get to do?
I learned that we work really well together, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
We all have like our little piece of equipment. And we all just go off and everyone's doing their own thing. And then we all talk to each other. We reconvene and, we just talk to each other about what we're feeling, what we're hearing. If they hear it too, did you see that? Did you feel that? Do you feel this? Am I crazy? I just feel like the four of us together, we work really well together. That's what I realized.
Yeah.
That it's a big group. Like, we don't fight. We all get along. We like each other, which is rare.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, is we have respect towards each other. And Crystal's always bringing new equipment. Laura's always bringing new equipment, teaching us how to use them and educating us on them. So I like that about us.
Bring something different to the table. So it's
pretty
cool.
I do think, though, our female energy also contributes to the success of our investigations, and you can call success, it's different for all people, right? Success is different, but we work really well together. And when you were talking a little bit earlier about integrity, it's really important for us to maintain that integrity, you know, we're not looking to stir up poop, you know.
Yeah.
We're there to do some real research, you know. We're there to find some, to gather some real evidence and to have some real experiences. So, you know, and the other thing is to go in and want to help, not harm. You know, we're there to help whatever's there or whoever's there, and to connect with those people so that we can do some kind of good, you know, mm-hmm. and that's important. And I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that.
Yes.
Do you charge for the investigations?
No, not at all. No, okay. I don't believe in that. I mean, we're doing a service, we're doing research. Just, you know, going to these places and investigating. I mean, that's all we want. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really ask for money for that.
Yeah. I don't know if you do this or not. But another thing I don't like about that's not shown a lot of times. Some do, but not all of them on the TV shows, is what comes after the case is quote unquote closed. You know, it's one episode, it's done, credits roll. Okay. On to the next episode. But really in a real case, as all of you probably know, there's got to be some follow up, because you yep. cleanse or you banish whatever's there doesn't mean they're completely gone or something else might pop up. So do you follow up on some of the cases you take on?
Yeah, well, we'll do multiple investigations too. I mean, it's not mm-hmm. even like one and done. You know, like we're not going to get all the answers in one night. So we gather as much as we can and we present it. This is what we got, and we even ask the spirits, like, do you need help? And we'll try our best. Like, if they're stuck there, we'll try our best to move them on.
But we'll go back again and again. You know, yeah. We'll go back again and again. It's like investigating my bar the other night. It's like, okay, we got this much. I feel like maybe it was quiet. Maybe whatever is there isn't comfortable enough with us to open up to us, you know? So yeah. We're going to go back again. And we'll go back again, and we'll go back again, mm-hmm. Whatever it takes, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned Instagram, but is there any other way they can get, because I'm sure there's a lot of people thinking, hey, you know, I could use their help. How do they get a hold of you?
Email us, integrityparanormalresearch@gmail.com. I know it's really long, but
it's easy to remember.
Yeah. Email us. You can DM us on Instagram. We're always on Instagram. So yeah, those are the best ways to get in contact with us.
Okay. And for everybody listening, I'll just put up the email there. Just click on it and then put a bookmark it. That'll make it easier. You don't have to type it out every single time. That'll make it easier for you. So again, you gave them I have everything linked up on the show description where they can get a hold of you. Do you have anything? I know you've done, that's actually how I found you. You were doing a couple of Instagram lives. Do you have anything like that coming up or anything special coming? Cause it is, you know, we're coming up to October. It's that time of the year. Anything special yeah. coming up for Integrity Paranormal?
Well, we're always looking for stories from people who want to share, and we'll read them on Instagram live. We'll share them and we'll discuss them. So, we really hope to be doing those more often. I mean, sometimes it's hard for us to get in touch or like just be available on the same day. But when we are, that's our plan. We're going to do more Instagram lives. We want stories. We want to talk to people. We want them to engage.
Okay. Henry, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Omen House?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to, David, has contacted me about us coming in and investigating that house. So that's something that we're going to try to do this in the next, maybe, I guess, depending on how busy he is, in the next month or so. So investigating the Omen House is always a real interesting endeavor. And it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of things happening there. So the Omen House is hopefully coming up very soon for us.
Yeah, so keep following them, and you'll see when they go to the Omen House. Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was gonna say. I got kind of excited when you said the Omen House. I have heard. I've never been there, but I have friends who have been, and they told me you take two steps in and stuff is happening already. So yeah, I can't wait to hear what stories you bring from there.
The energy there is different. Yes.
No, and I remember what I was going to say, actually. What you were saying, I think you, all four of you, just invited yourselves to the Paranormal Perception Halloween episode, because that's all ghost stories. Most of them are from the listeners, but I'm sure all of you have a lot of ghost stories, so we have to include you this year.
Yay!
Hey, thank you. We're there. Yeah, so we will do that. And again, it's the team is Integrity Paranormal Research. I have the Instagram and the email linked up on the show description. Just click on the names if you guys want to get a hold of them. And, you know, they'll go and help you out with whatever they can. It's Crystal, Laura, Sanaa, Elaine. Thank you, ladies, for coming on. Everybody else, hang on. Yeah, a week to go, but I'm going to introduce you to one more, the final speaker. He's not the last one that's going to be there, but the final speaker for OC Paracon. Don't go anywhere.
Paranormal Perception will return in a moment.
What's better than a Paracon in October? A Paracon in October in an abandoned and haunted ghost town. Join J. Marie Yates in Vulture City, Arizona for Vulture City Paracon 3. The Yates and a few of their spooky friends will be in attendance starting Friday, October 7th to Sunday, October 9th. There will be a celebrity meet and greet.
21 and over only.
Speaker presentations, vendors, a live gallery reading, live recordings by Paranormal Podcasts, a Patty Negri seance, daytime ghosts and legends tour, and a celebrity nighttime ghost hunt. Hear from and meet paranormal experts from all fields of studies. All info and tickets at VultureCityParacon.com.
It's hot now, but before you know it, it'll be sweater weather. The days will get colder, the nights longer. And OC Paracon will be here. While you wait, meet one of the guest speakers right now, right here, on Paranormal Perception.
It's hot? Yeah, a little bit. Only in triple digits over here in Southern California. So, one more person to introduce you to is going to be at OC Paracon. All of you that have your tickets, all the VIPs, those are sold out. All of you will meet this person there. Everybody else that needs that little extra push to buy the tickets, the 2-for-1 tickets, maybe this will do it. It's Rick McCollum. Rick, welcome to the show. How are you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm staying cool in here. Like I said, it's we're supposed to be in triple digits this week. But hopefully by the time OC Paracon rolls around, it'll be cooling down. So don't give out the whole thing, otherwise why would people want to go? But to start with your panel presentation first, what are you going to talk about? What are you going to show people at OC Paracon?
Well, I hope to show them a multitude of things. A lot of people don't realize how really long I've been investigating the paranormal. I mean, it's been over 50 years. I mean, when I first started, we had no equipment. You just kind of drew a chalk line, you know, on the blackboard, you know, little stick figures. But
wait, because you just made me think of something. Is it exactly 50 or over 50?
It's over 50, actually.
Okay. See, well, we got to make it official because earlier this year, I was at Vulture City in Arizona with John Zaffis. He said, mm-hmm. I'm coming into my 50th year this year. So you've been doing it longer than John Zaffis then.
Well, I've been doing it for 55 years.
Yeah. So
I started when I was one. Okay, I'm lying, but I have been ghost hunting for 55 years, and actually I got drawn into it. It wasn't something I pursued. I mean, I had something happen when I was 13 that really hooked me, and after that, I decided, all right, I got to figure this out. So I've been investigating for since then. I actually run across some amazing things. I wrote a book called Ghosts Believe in Me, and fortunately, I'm very proud to say that it won the Paranormal Awards Book of the Year. But there's some stories in there that are pretty extreme. And people go, well, how does that happen to you? Say, well, that's happened in 55 years. It's not like it happened in 1 week. You know, there's been a lot of times of me sitting, you know, in a castle in Scotland by myself for a couple hours in the middle of the night and nothing happened. But that doesn't make very interesting story for the book. So, you know, you got to put in the stuff that's actually happened. That's what people want to hear. But hopefully, you know, I will be able to talk about Scotland. You know, I go to Scotland every year for a month. I'm actually a lifetime member of Scottish Paranormal and in their Hall of Fame, which is quite an honor because I like to brag about it because actually I'm in not in any other Hall of Fames and don't expect to be. So I'm bragging about that one. But I also have some pretty interesting EVPs. I also have some pretty interesting video. And I have been to most of the iconic locations that you can think of. And I like to talk about those also. I can talk a little bit about the movie business and how actually, you know, being in the horror business and also ghost hunting kind of goes hand in hand. You know, a lot of people don't realize that when you're used to looking at a movie, because I stunt coordinated for a long time, and looking for little things in there to see, you know, oh, did that punch hit? Did this one hit? You get used to looking at film and seeing things pop up. So it really helps when you're doing video analysis to pop, you know, for things to pop in. So they do have a crossover, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Now, all of you listening, you can't tell, but Rick likes talking to people. So I don't want to speak for you, but I'm assuming the answer is yes. But are you okay? We're going to set up a mic if people come up and ask you questions during the presentation.
Oh, hell yes. As a matter of fact, I would love it if they asked because that way I can actually answer a question that people are really interested in. Yeah, I hate to sound crazy, but yeah, I love people. I mean, I love when they come to my table. I love when they just come up and talk to me. So, you know, I'm like that big dog, you know, you rub my neck and I'm like, yeah. So, yeah, I love questions, especially if you got any questions, bring them on. The harder, the better.
Everybody going, if you want to bring treats, that's up to you. Whether he'll actually accept them or not, I don't know. You'll have to find out when you get there, the OC Paracon. And also, it was kind of questionable, but now we know, we can say, you're going to be there both days in the exhibitors room.
Yeah, exactly. I had a book signing that I was supposed to do on October 1st. And I was able, fortunately, to get that moved back into November because that's roughly when my second book will come out. And I figured if you're going to do a book signing, you might as well do one with two books instead of just one. So, yeah. So I was able to, fortunately, the man of Dark Delicacies, Dell, is a very cool guy.
Yeah.
I was able to swap it over because I really wanted to be at the OC Paracon. You know, I've got a lot of people that I know. They're like Patty Negri and Anne Celine, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there'll be people there that I know. And, you know, it's always nice to catch up with people.
Yeah. So he'll, you know, Rick will be, if Rick isn't up on the main stage, then you can meet him, talk to him, and especially get the award-winning book. I keep forgetting that. The award-winning Ghost Believe in Me at Rick's table. Well, on the OC Paracon website, we'll have a map there, and you guys will know exactly which table and where Rick is going to be. So check out OCParacon.com for all of that. So there's a little tease what you're going to do at OC Paracon. After that, you know, it's going to be October. It's the, I imagine, probably one of your busiest times in October until the end of the year. Do you have anything else coming up where people can see you?
Yeah, there's, but they haven't been solidified yet. There's like four of them. So I don't want to tell anybody I'm going to be there and then it doesn't happen. So, just keep an eye on Facebook under my name. And, you know, I'm always posting stuff like that. But one other thing to know is that, I'll also have the Hollywood Ghost Hunter t-shirts, which, if you ever see the lovely and talented Kane Hodder, the guy who plays, Victor Crowley. Victor Crowley and also Jason Voorhees,
mm-hmm.
From Friday the 13th. He and I co-founded the group together, and you'll see him wearing his shirt like that all the time. He won't be at this Paracon, unfortunately, but the good thing about the book and the t-shirts is that I give almost all of the profits to St. Jude's Hospital. So not only do you get to read a good book or wear a pretty cool t-shirt, you also get to make, you know, a donation through me. Yeah. St. Jude Hospital. So everybody gets something. So I always, that appeals to me.
Yeah, it'll be the season for trick-or-treating. No tricks, treats for you, the shirt, and St. Jude. Yeah, good cause, Rick. Glad you're doing that. I may even get, even if I don't get the t-shirt, I may give something because, you know, earlier this year, they took good care of me when I went through all these doctors over COVID. They took good care of me. So, yeah, I'd be glad to give them something back if I can.
Well, I love getting the little envelopes that say, thank you, gracias, on the outside. So, yeah, those are always cool. So, great. It's a, you know, how could you not want to help those little kids?
Yeah.
You know? So, but anyway, yeah, I will have, you know, many, 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 many stories of famous locations that we can talk about, you know. I can talk about some of the things in the film business also. Matter of fact, one of the really interesting things happened while we were on a movie, where I got to ghost hunt this studio, and some of the people came up and they were saying, I don't believe in ghosts. And all of a sudden the K2 meter went off and you heard a noise at the end of the hall. And then you heard them running down the stairs.
I mean, do you believe now?
Boy, they believed when they turned around and ran, I'll tell you that. The makeup girl was the only one that stayed with me.
Yeah, so, I mean, so, like you said, over 55 years, I'm sure you have plenty of story. You could cover 2 hours if we need it. You don't have to, but if you could, you probably could do 2 hours.
Well, there's a story in the book called The Most Haunted House in America, and it's not even close. And it was my dad's house in Texas, and I lived there probably for about 4 months. And boy, oh boy, was that place haunted. I mean, creepy haunted. You know, I've been into some really haunted places, but this one was like a day-to-day occurrence. And anybody that would come visit us, we wouldn't tell them anything about the house. And the next morning, people at breakfast, they'd be looking at us, they go, you know, you know, do you know about the house? As you mean it's haunted? Yes! Yeah, we know, right? So, you know, you know, I could talk an hour alone just on that, about the house. I mean, it was incredible. And some of the places I've been to in England, Scotland, Ireland, you know, like Hellfire Club, Lepp Castle, the, you know, the Bolton Priory, you know, the Real Mary King's Close in Scotland. I believe I'm the only person that's ever ghost hunted with just the manager. You know, places like that. I've been to Balgony Castle, which is by far my favorite place to ghost hunt in Scotland. All these places. I mean, I will not run out of content to talk to people. Trust me.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might run out of time. But again, for everybody, if time runs out, not to worry. Rick's going to be there all weekend, so you can go to his table. You hear how he is. The way he is here on the show, that's how he's going to be with everybody there. He wants to hear your experiences, your stories, and you obviously you guys want to hear there. So, again, all weekend long in the exhibitors room when he's not on the main stage. Facebook, I guess, would be the best way for them to follow you for everything.
Yeah, you can go to Rick McCullum, or you can go to Hollywood Ghost Hunters, or you can go to Ghost Believe in Me, and any of those come directly to me. And I'll be glad to answer any questions anybody might have. But really looking forward to seeing y'all. A friend of mine that I've never actually met in person, she just bought her 2-for-1 tickets, so she's coming down, so it'll be nice to get to meet her in person.
Okay. So, I was gonna say, I forgot to mention that also, Ghost Believe in Me, you're gonna have it there for sale, and you'll sign it for them, right?
Absolutely. And I don't charge anything for signing it. I used to use a joke, like when I was at different conventions, they'd say, how much is the book? I said, it's $10. Right, or I'd say it's $15, and they go, "Really? How much is it if it's autographed?" I said, "Then it's only $10. if I sign it, I take $5 off."
Still some people trying to figure out, like, what does it mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I said, you know, I signed it for $10. You know, $10 is the book, and I don't charge anything to sign it.
Yeah. So you'll second one, will it be out by then, or you probably won't have it at that point?
I think it's going to come out like in the middle of November.
Okay.
And it's got some pretty cool things that a lot of it is about Scotland. Mm. And, you know, other, you know, Ireland and all those other places. You know, I've been lucky enough to ghost hunt in Australia, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, Switzerland, Ireland, Scotland, you know, England, all these different places. You know, I've been blessed to be able to go to all these places. Fortunately, like the one in Australia, I was there for like 3 weeks because I was doing a movie there. You know, and here's another place where the movie industry and the paranormal comes over. I did a movie at Mansfield Reformatory, which is the Ohio State prison,
mm-hmm.
Where I was there for 2 weeks and had a lot of run of the place while I was there. You know, so, you know, it's nice sometimes when they bring you to a haunted location to do a movie. That means you could get, you know, you've got access to go anywhere you want. And I did.
Mm.
Yeah. Actually, Kane and I did because Kane was the star of the movie.
That's not the one where you, no, that was where you cut your head off in the movie, not in real life.
Well, I didn't get my head cut off. I had, I got cut in half.
Oh. I need something got cut off. I can't remember what it was.
Well, it was the interesting parts got cut off first because there's a guy hiding behind me, Colton Dunn, and this was in Hatchet 2. And Kane comes out with an 8-foot chainsaw. He's playing Victor Crowley. And I'm shooting him, and it's making no difference at all. The other guy's shooting into the air because he's, you know, he's afraid, he's hiding behind me. And my gun jams, and he comes up, and he puts the chainsaw between my legs, and it goes between the guy's legs who's hiding behind me. And he lifts us up off the ground and cuts us in half from the crotch all the way through the head to the point where our bodies just go and fall sideways, you know, split in half. So it's pretty memorable scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, for that alone, why wouldn't you want to watch this movie?
Well, you know, all of the Hatchet movies are really good. Adam Green is the director.
Yeah. And
not only is he a good director, you know, he wrote almost all of them. I think he did write all of it, matter of fact.
Yeah, he did.
But what is really cool about being on Adam Green movie is when he gets a shot that he really likes, he gets so excited, he jumps up, hell yeah, yes! You know? And it's nice to see somebody that's that passionate about what they do. But he did something brilliant about the Hatchet movies. When the first one ends and the second one starts, you know, and the next one comes up, it starts exactly where the last one ended.
Yeah.
So if you watch all four of them, it's like a running movie. I mean, it's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Not on this show, but at the other show that I used to do, I had Adam there a few times. In fact, a couple of times for the Hatchet movies. And yeah, he gets just as excited during an interview as he does, like you're saying, on set. So yeah, he's fun to talk to. He was a lot of fun to talk to in those shows.
Yeah. Very good. Very good dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he put up with me for four movies, so he's got to be a good dude.
So, Rick, again, he's going to be at OC Paracon now. We know both days, all the whole week, and he'll be there so you can meet him, see him up on the main stage. When he's not there, like I said, in the exhibitor's room, he'll have the book, he'll have everything, have stories, everything to share. He can't wait to hear you. Rick, thanks a lot for coming on, and we can't wait to see you that weekend at OC Paracon.
Well, I want to meet everybody that comes there. So just come by my table, say hi, and if you got any good ghost stories, I want to hear them.
Thanks, Rick. So that's a few of the people, a few of the speakers that are going to be at OC Paracon. Some of you that are going, you're going to hear them there, and everybody else, if you're thinking about it, one reminder, if you're listening on Friday, you have until midnight. The 2-for-1 sale is over this midnight. If you're listening after Friday, well, it's already over. There are some tickets left, and we'll have those on sale, but they're not 2-for-1. They will be the regular price and no longer 2-for-1. So if you are listening in time before midnight and you've been thinking about going, take advantage of the 2-for-1 sale, ocparacon.com. Next week, it's OC Paracon weekend, and because I'm going to be getting ready for that, we're all going to be over there. There won't be a regular episode, but it's not a repeat. There will be a new episode. It's just going to be a special episode. I won't tell you what it is. I'll just say two things. One, if you're going to OC Paracon, it would be the perfect thing to listen to on the way there. And if you're not going, you're still going to enjoy it because you're going to learn a few new things about me and from me. And that's just a little hint. Next week, come on back. We'll give you a new perception.
And that about me and about the paranormal
was Paranormal Perception.
The views and opinions heard on Paranormal Perception are those of the guests and host of the show. Factual statements are accompanied by backing data, articles or other corroborating materials, either stated on the show or included in the show description. Any views or opinions expressed on the show are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, or individual.
New episodes every Friday. Visit ParanormalPerception.show to listen.
At Paraperception 1 on Twitter. At Paranormal Perception 2 on Instagram.
Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.
Paranormal Perception was produced by 22 Creations Multimedia, LLC.